He said that one should keep God within, Guru above, mind clear and heart clean. Then the chanting will be effective. Keeping God within means one should know for sure that while I am chanting the holy name, the divine couple Sri Sri Radha and Krishna are just in front of me, radiating their beauty, compassion and love, and hearing the chanting of the holy name. And they are pleased with seeing me chanting the holy name. And in turn they are offering me their mercy and compassion, which is flowing from them and enveloping my whole existence, body, mind and soul. So in this way, when one remembers the fact that the Lord is watching and hearing my chanting of the holy name, then very soon one's chanting will improve. Saying that Guru, keeping the Guru above, means one should always remember the greatness of the spiritual master, the glory of the spiritual master, and the instructions of the spiritual master. And by remembering him, and by also remembering that I am chanting this holy name in order to please him, because he feels great pleasure to see me chanting the holy name. Remembering this while chanting the holy name. And keeping the mind clear means one should keep the mind like a clear lake, which is not clouded like a muddy pool of water, but is crystal clear, free from the clouded thoughts of worries about the past or future, or dreaming about the future, or any other material distractions or positive distractions. Without all these things, when the mind is clear, then it is like a serene lake. And keeping the heart clean means the heart should be free from duplicity. The heart should be free from envy for other living beings, or harboring a malice in the heart to injure other living beings. So one should be free from such duplicitous thoughts of anger, hatred, envy, attachment, and all those things. So in this way, when one keeps God within, Guru above, mind clear and heart clean, then very soon one's chanting will become very effective, and such effective chanting will very soon awaken the love of Godhead. Harinam Prabhu ki.